God bless the great state of Iowa.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, an anti-Washington conservative, emerged from a crowded Republican field to claim victory.
Tonight is a victory for the grassroots. Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation. Tonight, the state of Iowa has spoken.
Donald Trump, leading the race for months, finished a close second to Cruz and moves on to the next contest in New Hampshire, promising victory.
We will go on to get the Republican nomination, and we will go on to easily beat Hillary or Bernie or whoever the hell they throw up there.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio finished third, surprisingly close to Trump, emerging perhaps as the favorite of establishment Republicans.
Tonight here in Iowa, the people of this great state have sent a very clear message. After 7 years of Barack Obama, we are not waiting any longer to take our country back.
Republican turnout hit a record high, filling halls like this one in West Des Moines, where Sheila Waller backed Marco Rubio.
I think he's extremely well-spoken, very well-educated, very smart on foreign policy, and I think that's something that sort of hits everyone.
The Democratic race was extremely close, with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in a virtual dead heat. But Clinton treated it as a victory.
What a night! An unbelievable night! What a great campaign! This has been an incredible honor to campaign across Iowa with so many of you to make the case for the kind of future we want for the Democratic Party and for the United States of America.
Sanders also claimed victory, surrounded by young voters who've embraced his message on the economy. He's eager to move on to New Hampshire, where he has a sizable lead over Clinton.
Given the enormous crises facing our country, it is just too late for establishment politics and establishment economics.
Democrats also turned out in force. Here in Des Moines, Sanders and Clinton supporters were eager to cast votes.
He is the breath of fresh air in the political process.
I think she'll be the strongest candidate to follow the suit of Obama and be able to work with Congress to keep moving forward.
Democrat Martin O'Malley and Republican Mike Huckabee suspended their campaigns after poor showings.
And New Hampshire, we will see you in the morning.
Now those who remain head on to New Hampshire for next Tuesday's primary. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines. By the Washington establishment.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。